on in. Sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
You know, let's get right into it.
Alrighty.
I always want to start. I don't know why this is so loud. I always want to start in a bad mood.
You do like to use this as therapy. You get it off your chest, and then we cruise for the next 2 hours.
But after that open, seriously, I love the music. People never liked it. They still may not like it.
Okay.
But they didn't like it at first. The bluegrass, the whole nine yards. And then the voice, Ray Flores, comes in. I mean, yeah. It's kick-ass.
Pretty epic.
I'm pretty happy. How about that?
I like it. I wish I could add my name to the intro, but, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
Well, you know, it's always good to wish. I'm just saying. As long as you wish, you have something to strive for.
How many years of suffering do I have to endure before I get my name added to the show?
I'll come up with
the
numbers.
Requirements?
I'll come up with numbers. Okay. But this is what it's going to include.
Okay.
Whatever that number is, and we'll start fresh from now. No. I'm just saying it doesn't. Whatever.
It's a warm up.
Whether we go 3 weeks, whether we go a year, 2 years, it's going to be precedented on never hearing the word Naked Pizza Man, never hearing Gladiator.
Oh my
so
god!
So it'll be like 14 months from hearing any of those words.
It's like I never existed.
I'm okay with that.
Because it'll be like. You know, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris and the Naked Pizza Man.
That'll never happen.
Oh.
It'll never happen. I'm just being honest with you right out of the blocks. You may get your name. You may.
Okay.
You know, when we put it up on social media, it always says in Matt McClellan.
Yeah, I like the alias, though. I don't like my real name.
I got an idea. Start your own show.
Oh, what if I change my legal name to Naked Pizza Man?
You'll be Matt.
Then, no, you'd have to call me by my legal name.
I don't have to do anything.
You would have to.
I think we've proven that I don't have to do a lot of things.
Well, that's why your social media is always in turmoil.
Oh, my God. It's been bad. It's been bad.
I've seen some wars on my...
I've had some people, some friends of mine, call me. Randy, do me a favor. I'll take you to dinner. Get off social media.
Is that where you went the other day?
It had nothing to do with that. But, yeah, I met up with one of my guys.
Yeah, one of the players that...
Flying out for camp. We're going to get into NFL.
Okay.
But I want to tell you, I finally had something cool happen.
Okay.
So we got a phone call.
All right.
And then we had a caller.
All right.
And then we've had callers.
Right.
And one particular caller responded, I was looking for... I'm thinking about getting a generator.
Okay.
Okay.
Hurricane season up a bomb.
How can 2020 get any worse?
Right.
Get hit by a hurricane and not be prepared.
Man,
right?
That would be brutal.
So I kind of put it out and some people responded on Facebook. Some people called the station.
Sure.
You know, some suggestions. So somebody suggested a location. I'll give you the name in a minute.
Okay.
And so many times I go to these things, you know, whether it's, the Salvation Army and your hopes that it's going to be really cool and it's awful.
Right.
Right.
Of course.
I don't know if you saw, somebody found Styles cleats in one of those stores, whether it was a Salvation Army or a Goodwill or his game cleats from the box.
Wow.
I kind of thought maybe I'm going to start hitting them just because of that. You never know. Right.
Sure.
So we get the call about a facility in Clearwater called Home Discount Warehouse.
Okay.
That's why I ran late today. That's why I didn't have everything set to the radio station. I'm like, all right, I'll drive out there. You know, I'm kind of killing a little time and,
sure.
You know, let me go check it out. Let me go look for a generator.
Right.
I walk in. I've never walked into a building with friendlier people.
Really?
Oh, my God. They made me be friendly.
Well, it's because they didn't know who you were.
But I understand that. But for them to make me want to be friendly was amazing.
Do you think the PNC bank people feel that way about you when that you
walk in? Oh, no, they're happy I'm gone. No, they're happy.
You don't have that experience everywhere you go.
It's not my fault if my credit card gets hacked.
Sure,
I don't know how many times to tell people that. So I go and I walk around, and there was I think it was a push mower. I'm not sure. And I just recently bought one at one of the home improvement stores.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to plug.
Sure.
So I start talking to a gentleman. We mention, you know, radio, and they'd already heard that I heard about Home Discount Warehouse from a fan,
sure,
from a radio caller. So we're walking around, we're doing some things, I'm looking at some stuff, and then I go in and I start talking to some of the employees,
right?
And big Buck fans, big Patriot fans. Somehow, some name Tom Brady got dropped.
Okay,
I don't know how.
Sure.
And we're talking, and they were explaining this. They explained earlier when I was talking to one of the gentlemen that they get shipments from the home improvement store of returns,
sure,
of all sorts, not scratch used. Well, not even really that.
Okay.
Just
floor models.
Not even floor models. Yeah. They purchase it, and then they return it, and they never open the box. Huh. Well, it's like the big box stores don't want to deal with it.
Right, sure.
They get all this stuff. Huh. And they're talking like 50% off.
Wow.
And
wow.
More.
Wow.
So I just recently bought from the same big box store,
uh-huh,
a push. I kind of thought it'd be cool. A push self-propelled to cut the front yard of my daughter's house.
Okay.
Because the grass is so thick.
Right.
And the lawnmower that I have, the wheels aren't adjustable. You know me, go cheap and suffer.
Right, of course.
Then they told me about this $700 battery-operated lawnmower that they were selling for $250.
Wow.
That's almost what I paid for the push.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Well, look in the back of my car after the show. Because the mower's in the car.
Well,
how about, I can't wait to go home and cut the yard.
But the million-dollar question is, do you still have to mow the grass yourself, or does it do it for you?
Well, it pushes, and what he said was it moves to your speed.
Oh,
so, like, okay, if you're walking fast, it's self-propelled. It's not you pushing. I don't know. I'm going to go check it out.
Okay.
Well, you know I'm not doing it tonight, but maybe tomorrow. But they have so much stuff in there. They had the exact same mailbox that I bought from the exact same home improvement store.
Okay.
That I spent $150-some.
Yeah, what happened to the mailbox? That was like how I found your home when I would pick up tickets or drop off credentials. Well, or
I still have the mailbox. Well, I replaced it.
No, the mailbox is gone. The one that I knew your house by. What happened to that one?
I don't know.
Vandals?
Got hit. I backed into it.
Oh, did you really?
I don't know.
Oh, you said it was vandals. I thought you said like some neighborhood kids can't do smashing mailboxes.
No. I didn't do it. I was just saying it could have been any number of things. It could have been the wife. It could have been the baby. The baby might have ran into it and pushed it.
Because I drove straight past your house last time because I didn't see the tree. Oh, I didn't see the tree either.
Because the tree came down.
The tree's gone.
Yeah.
It's a completely different compound.
It totally is. But you need to give these guys a try.
Do they have generators? Or did they get shipments?
Uh-huh. So my name's on the list for a generator. I'm kind of always like...
Can you add Naked Pizza Man to it?
No, I'll never add
that
name. I'll
put that on the list so I can get it. I need a generator for my house.
But I'm not adding that name.
That's how I'm known.
Then no. You asked me and I said no. I can add Matt McClellan.
Nobody knows who that is.
Nobody knows the other one either. Trust me. Trust me. So give these guys a call at 727, obviously, 724-4029. And it's just off of US 19. It's like an access road.
Okay.
Not far from Costco because I went right there right after. So you get off and then it's 19, like kind of turns. It's an access road. It's right there. It looks like in a warehouse section. They had almost any tool you can imagine. I want to learn how to use tools now.
Wow.
At 50% off? Brand new? It's not like going to my buddy in Detroit, you know, the pawn shop.
Yeah, right.
These
right,
are brand new.
Right.
It's cool. So maybe
take a trip out there.
We
check it out.
May even do a radio show from there.
That'd be cool.
We may.
That'd be cool.
We'll see. It'll be fun.
Sure.
So that's what I did this morning. Yesterday, I had some enjoyment as well.
Okay.
I watched the Attorney General. Did you watch any of that?
No.
Oh my God! You have to watch it. And I'm not even saying sides. I'm going to try to keep sides out of this.
Sure.
It's the funniest thing ever.
Is that the lady who claimed
It's first of all, it's a man.
Is that the doctor?
No. The Attorney General is John Goodman.
Okay.
When they make a movie of this, and if you see what William Barr looks like, it's John Goodman.
So I have John Goodman play John Goodman?
No, John Goodman will play the Attorney General, William Barr.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But what's funny is one side asks a question, William Barr goes to answer, and they come back with, it's not your time. I want the time. I want to talk. I only have 5 minutes. And Barr's like, well, I want to answer. And they'll go, no, you're not answering. This is my time. And then when it goes to the other side, they're like, I'll give you time to answer the question from the last guy who asked your question. It's just the funniest thing. And again, it's funny no matter what, no matter who the president is, right. No matter who's up there, it's two sides.
Right.
So the one side's against you. The other side's kind of, you know, trying to make you feel better.
The only thing I've found, I heard of some Nigerian doctor, some lady has claimed that all kind of crazy, like sex with spirits or something. Like, you know, it's like.
I don't watch. I've watched so many of the same game shows on the Game Show Network that we've now seen them in triplicates where we still don't know the answers. My wife does, but I still miss the same questions.
Right.
We've seen it enough times, you would think. But I only watched it yesterday because when Sean stopped by, he brought it up. He said, have you seen this? So when we come back, we're headed out to Las Vegas, UFC fight night this weekend.
Yes.
Edmund, the main event. We can talk about that.
That island closed or shut down? Or what are we doing?
Well, temporarily. Temporarily, they're going back.
They're going back.
Yeah.
Keep the octagon up. Don't move anything.
It's all set up.
Keep it all in place.
They go back shortly. I think it'll be like 6 weeks. They'll head back. They announced the Khabib fight. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Israel fight. The controversy.
Is that the new fight capital of the world?
Well, no. Vegas will continue to be the fight capital of the world. This is the fight island of the world.
Okay.
And we may go.
Oh.
We may.
We may.
When we return, we're going to head out to Las Vegas. He fights this weekend. Lando Vannetta. And I found something pretty interesting. And you know, I do no research at all.
That's true.
Wait till you hear the relationship that Lando had with someone involved with this radio show. This very radio show.
Wow.
We'll talk about it when we return. This is 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone doing the show called Knockout Radio. And again, your home discount warehouse. You want info, hit me up. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Wouldn't it be sweet to have an endless supply of Culver's fresh frozen custard? Do what we do. Pour fresh dairy into your temperature-controlled custard machine. Trust me, once you have one, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Adjust flow to produce creamy ribbons of frozen custard. And lastly, do the spoon test to ensure smooth texture. Yum.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole frozen custard made throughout the day thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
Delicious. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
So yesterday was the big play in Tampa.
Okay.
Tom Brady
what?
Went to the facility.
Okay.
He's been in the facility or at the facility. There.
What's the controversy?
Who said controversy?
Well, there's always something. You can't work out in the park. He's looking at playbooks on a time. He's deflating balls. Like, what's he doing?
First of all, he hasn't done that here.
Okay.
And I'm not sure he did it there.
Would he need to deflate a ball at sea level? Would it be an advantage?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Whatever it takes for Tom Brady to be successful now, I'm good with.
Yeah, because he's a Patriot? Or a
he's Bucker. A Buck, yeah. I do disagree with people saying he's the greatest Buck of all time.
He is.
He's not.
He's got the greatest resume of all time.
No, he hasn't played yet.
Of any Buck.
He hasn't played.
The first snap,
okay.
He will automatically have the most credentials of all players of all time.
His first snap, he'll have the most Super Bowl rings of anybody who wore a Buccaneer jersey.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. But if that's the case, until then, possibly the greatest Buccaneer of all time is Bo Jackson. Who never even signed him.
That's true.
He got trapped, right? Look at it. I'll still say it's Warren, but, you know, whatever. I showed you what Warren sent, right? Did you see that?
No.
So Warren Sapp, the greatest Buccaneer of all time, bar none.
Allegedly.
Not allegedly.
Opinionated.
It is an opinion, but it's not a legend.
It's a legend. It's a legendary. I mean, it's not real.
Who's the greatest Buck of all time, in your opinion?
Tom Brady. Obviously.
What was the time limit that I said you needed before I called you whatever?
14 months.
All right. Well, it's now even longer because you are a moron. All right. We'll get back to talking about the Bucks.
Okay.
All right. I didn't look down. I didn't see that Lando was on. I don't want to get him mad.
Yeah, don't make him mad.
Because there's some local connections, and I didn't know it. You know, I don't do research.
Okay. Yeah,
and
that's true.
I do it until I wait until I know somebody's coming on. So let's welcome to the program. He fights this Saturday, Lando Vannetta. Lando, how are you?
Doing well. How you guys doing over there?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. I did get a little excited, which I normally don't do, right, Matt?
You did not get excited.
When the UFC sent me the list of who was coming on and then sent the contact info and I got the number to call you, I got a little excited because it's Tampa Bay related.
Yeah. Oh, you're from Tampa.
Not only are we from Tampa, but this show also streams on Bubba the Love Sponges Network. And from what I understand, one of my producers over there and you went to high school together.
No. You know who do you know the name?
Oh, he has a name. He goes by Caveman. We won't say his last name. His name's Josh or Joshua.
Okay.
And he said that you guys wrestled together. Do what?
I'll have to look into that and see if I know him. Imagine I do. Well,
you know, and he told me, and I don't know if it's top secret, where you lived locally. But, you know, kind of got a little excited because I like when our local guys, Tampa Bay, I do have the longest running MMA show in the country, blah, 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 blah. But when local guys make it good, and I know you've been there for a little while, it's kind of cool. It helps Tampa
Heck
Bay.
Yeah, man. Heck yeah. Awesome.
So you're now out with Greg Jackson, though, right?
No longer. I was with Greg for years. But then we went separate ways, and now I'm with another team in Albuquerque.
Still in Albuquerque. Okay. What's it been like getting ready to fight during this whole pandemic, and you can train, you can't go outside, you know, the whole nine yards?
Oh, it's been interesting. A lot of the training's been the same because it's a very small team, very tight-knit, and, you know, we just train and kind of go home, and we don't really mess around with nobody else. So it hasn't been too bad, but some days you can't get to the gym and you just gotta work out on your own, do your own preparation at home. It's a little bit different. The main thing that's different is actual coming here, fight week, flying, you know, all those situations, the travel situations, the fight week situations where you're just quarantined for a little bit and you got to keep your distance from everybody. It's definitely different.
One of the things I've always talked to the athletes about, whether it's in the NFL, we do a lot with the Bucks here locally, you know, or fighters, is, you know, it is your job. And I would always say your job comes first, but how much do you get out? How much do you get to go see wherever the city is? With this, it's really not any opportunity. You don't really get to go out at all, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Thankfully, we're in Vegas. So, I mean, I've been out here numerous times now, and it's not like another place. It's not like I'm going to Copenhagen again or I'm going to Australia again, because that would be, or if I was going to Abu Dhabi and not able to get out, that would be sad. But this ain't too bad.
What's open there? I haven't been to Vegas since, I think, January, since the last UFC I covered.
You know, I was actually here like 4 or 5 weeks ago to do a sheepdog response course with Tim Kennedy, and everything, man, everything's open. It's almost like you go to the hotels and everything, and it's almost exactly the same, just people are wearing masks.
But in my opinion, and we'll talk about the fight in a second, I promise, but in my opinion, the most important thing in Vegas is the buffets, but I understand they're closed.
Yeah. I imagine those are. I don't mess with them. I don't like buffets that much, man. Like, I don't know. They're not my go-to. I'm a quality over quantity kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm the other. I'm quantity over quality. So tell me a little bit about what we can expect to see on Saturday.
Have you watched the first fight?
I have.
Yeah. So, more of that. I mean, I imagine me and Bobby were both G's, and we both like to fly, we both like to stand, we both like to throw down. I think we're going to see a little bit of smarter game plan out of myself this time. But it's going to be a lot of action. We're in a smaller cage, too, which is going to push the action even more. But I think it's going to be a high pace, high action, 3-round fight, and it's going to be real good. It'll be really, really good.
One of my favorite questions to ask, only because of a response I got from one of the fighters, and I don't even remember who it was. He was fighting Dennis Seaver, and I always ask you guys, or you athletes, you know, what's the strangest thing? Have you ever drifted in the middle of a fight? And this one fighter said he was fighting Dennis Seaver, and obviously he's from Germany, and his corner was talking German, and I never remember the movie.
Inglourious Bastard.
So the fighter said for about 8 seconds, he saw that movie in the back of his mind, and he didn't even remember what he was doing in the fight. Has anything crazy like that happened to you?
No, I can't say it has. No. I'm usually pretty focused. I'm like, I'm really good at staying like in the zone and just staying occupied with what's happening. I don't normally even hear my opponent's corners or hear anybody else besides my own corner. And I don't see anything besides that. And my thoughts are purely on the fight. Like, I very rarely drift.
Hey, Lando, so while Randy's on that kind of mindset, you know, what's going on inside the fight, I'm more curious about the nickname, the Groovy. How it came about? Did you give it to yourself? Was it given to you, and why?
Yeah, it was given to me by, you guys know Cub Swanson, right? Yeah, so he's like a good friend. He was one of my mentors coming up, and he's actually the one that gave it to me. Yeah.
And what was the reason behind it? Was it just
he's just a groovy guy.
Like a mindset you're in, like a tie-dye t-shirt you wore every day. What was behind it? Peace symbols?
Oh, man, style, but honestly, the things that are groovy are things that have soul. I got a little bit of soul.
All right.
In the way that I perform, in the way that I go about my life.
All right, a couple questions that I like to ask so that the audience can get to know you a little bit. Four people, you're going to invite four people to dinner, living or passed away. Real or fictitious, can't be teammates, you know, can't be family members. Who would it be?
Oh, four people. All right.
Let's get to know Groovy.
Yeah, Rocky Balboa off the table. He's dinner.
Two, we got Tesla and Edison. I want to hear them bicker. Right. Second to Genghis Khan and Alexander the Great.
Wow.
I don't mind being a server there, just so I can kind of hear what's going on.
Eavesdrop.
It'd be a lot of fucking drama. Sorry.
Absolutely. Do you collect memorabilia?
Nah, not really. Mm-hmm. I keep my own memorabilia, but that's about it.
Is there one piece of memorabilia of anything that's ever anything in the world? If you could have one thing, what would that piece of memorabilia be? And recently, one of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers blew my mind by his answer, and I'll tell you what that is after you tell us yours.
Does it have to be sports memorabilia, or what else does memorabilia include?
It can be any
relic.
Like artifacts and everything?
Exactly. An artifact, a car, clothing, a guitar, and
man. Let's see.
Didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Got him thinking.
Yeah, I mean, it would definitely be, I don't know, I never thought of that, but it would definitely be something of the ancient world, I would imagine.
You're on the right track.
He is close.
He's close.
You're close. Nobody has ever gone, and I'll tell you what, Leonard Wester, who just flew out, he plays for the 49ers now, he said the same thing. I don't really collect. And I said, no, if you could have any piece of memorabilia, what would it be? And he thought for a couple seconds, and he goes, Jesus Christ sandals.
Yeah, damn. Okay.
Right?
That would be an interesting pair. Yeah, I was thinking like Holy Grail or what are the Rosetta Stones? Something along those lines, but yeah, Jesus with sandals. That would be something.
It is pretty close. Before I let you go, how are you going to spend the next couple of days? Do you dwell on the fight? Do you keep watching video of the fight and opponent? Or do you try to clear your mind and worry about it come weigh-ins on Friday and the fight on Saturday?
You know, on fight week, I don't really go out of my way too much to think about it. If it comes up, then I take some time and I'll sit down and I'll just visualize it and get myself in a good mindset. But for the most part, I just kind of go about my life the same as usual. It's just focused on the task at hand. I just kind of don't really dwell too much in the future and dwell too much in the past. I just kind of just enjoy what I'm doing. Like right now, I'm sitting down, enjoying a nice cup of coffee and talking to you guys. And that's it. That's all I'm really just occupied with.
Do you get back to the Tampa Bay area at all?
I'm hoping to come back after this one. And my father is 82 years old, so I got to get home and visit the family a little bit. So I'm hoping to come back sometime in August.
Typically, Matt would jump in and he would say something, and I always cringe every time he does. But this is a perfect time, Matthew.
So Lando, I own Tour de Pizza in
where we
St.
are
Pete.
Broadcasting from, a pizzeria in St. Pete.
And when you come back to Tampa, the red carpet treatment, come in. We'd love to have you on the show live.
Bring your dad.
Bring your family. We'll do this segment, and then you can jump behind the kitchen, and I want to see how you do stretching a pizza, making your own dinner. And
absolutely.
All right, so we'll set that up.
You guys have my number. Shoot me the information. Give me a text of all the information, and then I'll make that happen.
We will definitely do that. Normally, like I said, I cringe because Matt will say it to like a Swedish fighter who doesn't even live in the States. It's perfect because you are going to be local.
Pizza's global, man.
Well, pizza is, but the fighter needs to be.
And I can connect people locally and globally.
Lando, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to send you a care package from 8-Man Strong, some swag for giving us a couple minutes of your time. And then I'll text you my number and stay in touch and, you know, bring the family, bring whoever you want, and let's have some pizza.
Will do. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you very much. Awesome. That is Groovy Lando.
Groovy.
Back in the octagon on Saturday night. And like I said, you know what? Nothing excites me. I don't care. Whatever. It's just another day. It's just another Friday.
Right.
Because it's been Friday for 5 months now.
Right.
You know, literally, I don't do anything.
This is what it feels like to be Bon Jovi. Because every day is a Friday for Bon Jovi.
It is. Did I ever tell you the Bon Jovi story?
No.
So Bon Jovi's child, son, I'm going to assume son, but until, remind me, I got to tell you the bank story.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, this is the greatest bank story ever. It truly is. But so Bon Jovi's child was playing football.
Okay.
He would come to the game, and I can't remember his name, the ref that's from New York, New Jersey. Big.
John McCarthy?
No. I can't think of his name. It'll come to me. He does bare knuckle stuff too. I can't. I'm having a brain cramp.
Okay.
So he would tell me that he's like working on the side, and Bon Jovi would come up to him and say, "Hey, can you do me a favor? Can I do the chain? Can I be part of the chain gang?
What?
Because I can't sit in the stands."
Wow.
Because he's Bon Jovi.
Right.
How does Bon Jovi sit in the stands of a game? So he would, you know.
Well, Bill Murray sits in games at the Cubby games.
Well, that's different. But
I mean, right now he's the only one there with all the cardboard cutouts. It's just Bill Murray.
When we come back, let's talk about the cardboard cutouts. You know,
it feels like Groundhog's Day.
But we'll talk about that. And if the ball hits it, you get the ball.
What if it hits Bill Murray? You get to keep Bill Murray?
No, then he sings Take You Out to the Ball Game Again, which is the worst rendition next to Roseanne Barr, I think. Well, she did the national anthem. But all right, really good stuff. Good stuff from Lando. He gets back in the octagon on Saturday night. When we come back, more shenanigans. Dave Feldman coming back to the show today.
He's got big news.
There is some big stuff brewing.
Are you excited?
Big stuff.
I'm excited.
All right, we're going to get to some of it, not all. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Ryan Beatty here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chef Robert Irvine, highest rated show on the Food Network. Woo! And you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. What are you looking at me for?
Oh, I love when the chef's on.
Chef is cool. We're going to talk more about Home Discount Warehouse.
Yes.
I think I'm going to head back over there after the show.
I want to go over there. I need some stuff.
You need some tools?
I have a home, and I have.
But you're never there.
I'm a tool, and I need.
You are a tool. All right, so I do want to tell you the bank story, but let's head back out. And it's so cool to say let's head back out to Las Vegas because it has been Fight Island.
And this is the fight capital of the world.
Glad still. I didn't go. Kind of wanted to go. Glad I didn't. We may go in the future. Haven't decided. But Vegas is the place to be. It's going to, again, be the place to be. But on the phone with us right now, another Randy. You know, I've done that greatest Harris of all time. We may have to do greatest Randy of all time.
Ooh. The Savage. Couture.
Randy Brown.
Randy Brown.
Randy, how are you?
Yeah. What's going on, my man? How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Welcome back to Knockout Radio. Las Vegas, it is the fight capital of the world. How strange is it? You know, kind of walk us through the feelings of Las Vegas right now.
I couldn't tell you. I got off an airplane, into a car, into a hotel, and into a hotel room for the past 24 hours. So it's odd. It's definitely odd. But, yeah, I haven't really been outside. I know it's hot as hell out there.
So I guess it's not overly bad to be in quarantine. What is, you know, try to explain to people, because, again, I was going to go to Fight Island. I didn't want to do a lot of the quarantine stuff. It's one thing, you know, to stay in a hotel room, to stay off your feet, to get ready for a fight. But it's another to be told you can't leave.
Honestly, usually for me, whenever, at least me personally, whenever I do go out to these fights, I'm not really doing much anyway. I'm not leaving. I'm not really going. I'm getting ready to fight, so I'm not really running around town doing anything. You know, I may take a walk or go get some dinner or something like that. So it feels the same to me. And now it's just they're telling me I can't. And anyway, I was never going to go anywhere anyway.
But it's still one thing that you don't want to do it, but to be told you can, it's still got to be. Because I know when I'm told I can't, that's when I want to more, is when I'm told I can't leave or I can't go outside.
Human. For me, doesn't really bother me. I don't know. For some reason, I don't care.
I gotcha. How difficult has it been to stay in shape, to do your training? You know, there's still some things, obviously, that you can do even with social distancing, blah, blah. But there's some things, obviously, you can't do. So how difficult has it been?
Camp's been tough. It's been a lot of challenges. But you know what? We made it work. We did what we had to do. I have an amazing team around me. We all came together and got it done. Kudos to my team. My team really locked in and did what they had to do and made the sacrifices for me. So it was difficult. It was very challenging, but we made it work.
Does that make the fight better? Does that make it the fight a fight? Because obviously this one hasn't happened yet. You know, when camp is you know, there's obstacles in a camp, does it make the fight more enjoyable or anything like that?
Definitely not more enjoyable. It makes it interesting. We're just going to see, I guess, you know. What I can say is it makes me feel like when I get to the fight, I'm curious to see how the word translates, you know, because in my mind it's one thing and in training it's one thing, but I want to see how it actually translates in the fight, you know, because in camp, if we felt good at the end of the camp, we did everything, made it work, I'm in great shape. Now, what I really want to see is when it comes to action, fight time, how camp worked out. That'll tell you the truth, you know?
Sure. I remember Eve Edwards once told me that the fight itself is the reward for what you put yourself through in the camp.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The hard work is already done. You know, everything. We put in all the work. You know, that's the hard part. That is the hard part. So the fight should be easy. If training was hard and you did everything you were supposed to do, the fight should be the easiest part.
What have you thought as you're walking from the back to the octagon? Is it the same clearing your mind? Is it every fight is different? You're thinking about something different? Kind of walk us through, you know, what's going through your mind as you're getting ready to enter the octagon.
For me, it's just emptiness, man. Honestly, there's nothing. The confidence is in my preparation. You know, that's where I gain the confidence. Is in the preparation. So usually when I'm walking out, I'm really just empty, man. Empty mind, no mind, just walking out, just going to execute and do what I do. You know, reap the benefits of the camp, you know, of the work that's been put in. There's nothing really to think about at that point. You know, we're already walking. What am I going to do? Yeah, I can't turn back. So there's nothing in my mind, really. Usually I'm just like, oh, let's get it done.
That's awesome. Strangest thing that's ever entered your mind that you've thought about in the middle of a fight? If you ever drifted for a second or noticed somebody in the stands in the middle of a fight, what's the craziest thing that's happened?
Sometimes I do drift. Like I said, empty mind, right? So I'm not, there's times where I'll be in a fight and I'm just kind of like, I'm in the fight and I'm fighting, but I'm thinking about like a random thing, like something as stupid as, oh wow, like the cage links. Look at the cage links, the way they interlock, like something stupid like that. It happens because you're just so zoned out, your body goes on autopilot and you're just doing what you do. You know, so that's happened to me one time in Akron where I just kind of was just zoned out. It was weird. Like mentally I was just completely blank. Usually I am walking out, but you're thinking of something. Like your mind's thinking of, but you're the task at hand, something. But in that moment it was absolutely nothing. Like, it was just blank. I just felt like I had a brain fart or something for, like, half a round.
How did you pull yourself out of it? Obviously, you caught yourself doing that. And in your mind, are you like, hey, dude, you're in the middle of a fight. Snap out of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was early in my career. It was kind of like, it was a moment where I had to have a conversation with myself in the fight. Where I was like, bro, like, wake up. Like, what are you doing? Like, you know, you kind of, like, doubt creeps in, like, other things creep in. It's hard to explain. It's just kind of like something creeps in your mind, and it's just like, ah, oh, you should just stop, man. Like, what are you doing all this shit for? Like, just call it, you know? That happened to me once. And in that moment, you know, I was just like, oh, shit, what am I doing? You got to talk to yourself in that moment, and it never happened again since.
All right, let's get to know you a little bit more. One of my favorite questions. You're going to invite four people over for dinner. Living or passed away, real or fictitious, cannot be family members, cannot be, you know, teammates from the gym.
Okay. Four people that I can invite for dinner.
Right.
Barack Obama. Mike Tyson. Muhammad Ali.
You cut out.
Let's see. Who comes to mind? I'm sure afterwards I'm like, oh, I should have said this guy. I give you a random one.
To be honest, with that list, you might only need three.
Yeah, that's a solid list.
That. That's definitely not bad.
Let's see. Sugar Ray Robinson.
There you go.
There it is.
I wonder what they talk about. You think fights would come up at all? Fighting?
Nah, we don't talk about fighting at all. We'll probably talk about fucking skateboarding and shit.
Stuff.
Where we Tyson would bring the weed from Tyson Farms. You're like, I can't inhale that. It would be a good time.
Randy, what can we expect to see Saturday night when the Octagon opens back up in Las Vegas?
You can expect to see a performance of a lifetime from Randy Brown. You can expect to see a lot of people getting shut up. A lot of people get critics being silent and just me shocking the world.
So after talking to you, I mean, the nickname doesn't really match up. The Rude Boy. Yeah, where does it come from? How did you get it?
That's a cultural thing, man. People always ask me, the nicest guy in the world. Why a Rude Boy? Rude Boy means like grudging, like, you know, the term of endearment from Jamaica. The Rude Boy means Yachty, the Yacht Man, like a Jamaican guy. I saw that.
All right. Well, then it does make sense. It matches up.
We're going to have to come up with, you know, like I said, Randy, I've been for, I don't even know how many years we've been doing it, Matt. Best Harris ever.
Yeah.
We do those liners.
The best Randy
but,
ever.
Yeah, but I think we need to come up with some Randy slogan.
Sure.
And we'll think about it this week. Have fun on Saturday night. I'll call you next week and we'll do some kind of special liner involving Randy or whatever.
We could do it.
Let's do it.
The Handy Randy at the Home Discount Warehouse.
I don't know about that.
Sponsored by.
Randy, I want to thank you for your time. We're going to put you on hold. I'm going to get, I need to get your mailing address again. We're going to send you some more swag from 8 Man Strong. Enjoy it. Have fun on Saturday, and we'll talk again real soon.
My man, I appreciate it. I'll take care. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Randy Brown back in there. And I think that makes more sense. We'll do more Randys, even though I was on eBay the other night.
Okay.
And I found a Caleb Beninot jersey that I may bid on.
Well, okay.
It's the one that I wanted when he was with Carolina and they played the Bucs.
Sure.
But then I just hit Harris jerseys.
Right.
And I'm thinking about setting up one of the studios that I'm building with just Harris jerseys.
Okay.
Because you don't put Randy on the first name. You know, you don't put the first name on the back of the jerseys unless you're soccer.
It'd be all Harris and then one Smith. Because then you should find a Barry Smith game-worn.
It was a game-worn T-shirt. There's no such thing.
It was like number 88, Barry
Smith.
Well,
it was his.
The legendary.
No, it was definitely his.
Right.
But it's not a game-used T-shirt. You don't wear. And it has number. It's just the silliest thing. So I called Caleb, and he didn't really want me to have the Carolina jersey. He wanted to give me a jersey of where he was going to play.
Okay.
So when John Jones fought Dominic, he invited me to his house in Houston. I went to the house. He said, which jersey do you want, Buck or Detroit? So I have a Detroit jersey, is really sweet. It's really cool. So I wanted to get the Carolina jersey. A, they were playing against Tampa. B, we were going to go to the game.
Right.
You know, my wife and I and my sister and her husband, they live in Charlotte. They're Panther season ticket holders. And he didn't really, you know, he wanted me to have where he was going to be. I see it on eBay.
No.
So a guy bought it through NFL auctions.
Oh, no.
Now, he just lowered it considerably. I may still buy it now that it's at.
Is that why these athletes stop signing autographs? Like, they all their stuff ends up on auction blocks and, like, you know, in collector's hands.
Part of it. Part of it.
Sell it.
Part of it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's why some people have said to Mike Allstott, you know, why do you sign? You sign everything.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons I believe he does it. The value of a Mike Allstott autograph
is not nearly what it would be if it
is nearly not a Work Done.
Right.
Because Work Done wouldn't sign for people.
Sure.
Mike doesn't care.
Right.
Now, I can give you both sides, and some players have given me both sides. What do I care? Make money on the name. It don't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter. And then others are like,
yeah,
exactly.
Stuff out.
Yeah. I'm
right.
trying to think of a word that I can't say that I want to say that we shouldn't say.
Just getting around.
But I may jump back on eBay. It's a Panther jersey.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it if it was a Buck jersey because I have a couple. But I think getting a Carolina one, I may do it.
So who's your favorite Harris of all time?
Priscilla
family.
Harris?
Not family, obviously, but like.
I can only think of like two or three.
Yeah.
First one, the only one that really comes to mind is Franco.
Oh, Franco Harris.
Right.
That was a legendary.
Tobias.
Say again.
A basketball player.
No.
I only know that because I think he played in Orlando and then Philly.
Walt Harris, the big ticket.
Walt Harris, yeah.
There was a Harris at the Outback Bowl this year. I got his interview for you. Got a liner for you.
There's a Harris that works for the UFC. She's awesome.
Okay.
But yeah, I think we're going to go to the direction of Randy's.
Randy's. What's the middle name?
We're going to go with Randy's. But I'll tell you what. Macho will be tough to beat.
Macho, yeah.
I'm trying to get a hold of Tito Landrum. We talked about him last week. Tito played with Randy. Tito played for the Cardinals when I was the bat boy. Then I became such good friends with Randy. I want to get Tito on so we can kind of talk about Tito.
Sure.
Tito was a cool dude. Tito, I don't know if he's the only one. I'm sure he's not. Tito Landrum once got traded from the St. Louis Cardinals to the Baltimore Orioles for a player to be named later.
Okay.
Guess who the player to be named later was? Tito Landrum.
Really?
So they sent him, and then they sent him back.
Wow.
Yeah. Tito was a good dude. We blew right through that break, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is good. So you want to hear the bank story?
Yes.
I don't know if I should tell the story. This isn't bad on me.
Okay.
This is
bad on the bank.
Bad on the bank.
Okay.
Bad on the world that we're now in.
Ooh.
Okay.
We've got suspense. I like it.
No, this is the world that we live in now.
Okay.
Okay, so I've opened accounts. We have opened accounts. I need to make sure for legal purposes I say this properly. We've opened accounts.
French.
Yeah, exactly. You know, some are in my name, some are in her name.
Sure.
You know, you get rewards if you open them and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So I called today because I had to set something up in a new checking account that we own.
Sure.
Only it's only in her name.
Got it.
Now, when I've called in the past, like with the credit card, if it gets hacked or whatever, and I call to cancel, they need to go to the primary for approval to talk to someone else who's on the card.
Correct.
Right? So I called today, and I said, I need to get some information on my account. What's your name? I said, Priscilla Harris.
Okay.
And she said, "You're Priscilla?"
Yes.
And I said yes, and that's as far as it got.
They hung up?
No.
Oh, they
told me everything about the account.
Well, all you have to do is say you identify as Priscilla.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, in the world we live today.
That's the world we live in. Yeah. Where in the past, when they questioned,
right?
You know, and then I had to bring her in, and yes, it's okay. They didn't question. They didn't anything. Instantly. They didn't ask social security numbers. Nothing. Are you her? Yes. Okay. And the one time I lowered my voice a little.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Lowered it or?
No, lowered it. Yeah. You know, now that I knew I was in, I lowered it just to see what they would do. I did think it was kind of funny. Dave Feldman coming up next hour.
Dave Feldman, big time.
Dave Manley coming up next
hour. Before we get to the good, jolly, fun stuff, like, rest in peace, Regis Philbin. What a blow to the entertainment world.
You know, he was, honestly, in the words of The Rock, millions, and I mean millions of people that I've met.
Yes.
And I always say I've never met nicer, which is the ultimate top.
Right, of course.
You know, there's some people. Regis Philbin was the coolest, most down-to-earth person. I didn't even think he was a celebrity.
Yeah.
You know, just by the way he acted.
And his life was so charismatic. I mean, you literally lived through him. He would go out to shows and Broadway plays, and then he would talk about what he did last night at dinner. And it was so genuine and just, I mean, the king of New York.
So
big hole.
I used to go, every time I would go to New York, and we only have a couple minutes, so I got to tell it fast. Every time we would go to New York, we would go to Regis and Kathy, Regis and Kelly, Kelly and Strahan, Kelly and I'll never go now because of family
right,
grips.
Right.
But I have a cousin that works on it.
Sure.
So we would always be in the back. I remember one St. Patrick's Day, I was in the green room with an Irish band.
Okay.
And my cousin came in, and my cousin's like, you know, "Randy, where are you? Regis is waiting for you." Well, A, I didn't know that.
All right.
You know, it's not like anybody said, "Come upstairs." So I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I finished, you know, hanging out with the band, and we go upstairs, and we go into his office, and I'll never forget this. He goes, "So, Randy, what do you think of all my stuff?" You know, he just had crap everywhere.
It's kind of like your collector's
den. I don't know what you're talking about, but we'll leave it at that.
I've seen your storage unit.
And it was just so cool. So we'll go back in time. I brought Randy Couture to Regis and Kelly.
Okay.
And with a former owner of a clothing company. And Randy, I don't know if it was Randy's. I think it was the owner of the clothing company, had like a little pocket camera in like a crown bag.
Okay.
You know those little crown bags?
Of course.
Only it was like tied in a knot. And now Regis is waiting to take a picture with Randy and everybody. And Randy Couture couldn't get the bag open, right? Because it was tied in a knot.
Right.
And Regis goes, "The strongest man in the world, and he can't open the bag." It was hilarious. He really was down to earth. Good dude. From the couple times that I met him. The other thing was, he made a comment to me when I told him where I live.
Okay.
And he brought up, I did not bring up, he brought up, "Do you know Charlie Belcher?"
Really?
And Charlie just recently put up a photo, and it was his idol. And I go, "Not only know him, or not only know of him, I know him." And he just lost it when I tried to do my Regis impersonation. But a good man. I don't know if there's anybody that has a bad thing to say. I was told by somebody, and we'll decide if I should say who it is. But, you know, we were talking about it with this friend of mine, an acquaintance of mine, I don't want to give him too much credit, about, can you imagine how many people are going to come to Regis's funeral? And I said, "Well, I know nobody's coming to mine."
Right.
And he goes, "Oh, no, I'm coming. Believe me, I'm going to come and tell everybody what a jackass you've been."
Well, I'll drive them.
And I'm like, "Well, the unfortunate thing is I'll be dead, so I won't know what you're saying. Why don't you tell me now so I can enjoy it?"
We're going to have a vigil at the PNC Bank on Mills Park Boulevard.
Well, you make it sound like the bank is the only place I've ever had an issue before.
No, but they're the ones that really got at you this last 6 months.
They did drive me. The shoe store was bad as well.
Yeah, but
that's my favorite.
The bank.
The bank doesn't bother me. I'm relieved.
Yeah.
Truly, I am. It would be like the time you and me break up. I'll be relieved to get away from you.
Breaking up? We're you and I are forever.
Oh, does it have to be?
Forever. Till death do us part.
All right, tattoo my name on your arm. then
which one, Randy or Harris?
I'm best Randy ever.
I'll do your middle name.
Okay. Let's hit a break. When we come back, more nothing that we do so well. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, and we'll talk more about Home Discount Warehouse. And we haven't even hooked up a deal yet,
right.
And I can't wait to get back out to see him. Brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Ice Villadel, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.